The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
Welcome back to Bite by Bite. I'm Tony Curry. He's Michael Coleman, the Heart of Alabama Food Bank CEO. This week we want to talk about, this is really, really interesting, and we were talking before we actually started the show. It's kind of an uphill battle. You obviously have a want and a need. You want to provide food and source and resources to people, obviously, who are hungry. But they also have health conditions, whether they're epileptic, maybe they got hypertension, maybe they're obese. How do you go about making sure that the people that you are helping, you're helping at the highest source you possibly can by making sure they're getting the right food?
Yeah, a lot of people sometimes. So it's so interesting the way different people view the food bank. And like I've said this before, sometimes they just view the food bank as a big food pantry. And then sometimes when they find out, well, you know, 60% of your food comes from donated sources, well, then we're at the mercy of what gets donated. And lots of times it'll be excessive things that people who are battling health issues or weight issues, which you see in poverty, there's so much obesity. You look here in Alabama, especially among our poverty, regardless of race, regardless of, I mean, just the poverty class is heavily overweight. And so they're going to suffer from higher rates of obesity, hypertension, diabetes, all those kind of health things. Those are things that are the single greatest health issues that can be controlled with diet and exercise.
Okay.
But then, so we're like, so we need to be issuing out the canned produce that we give out needs to be low salt. Well, guess what? The manufacturers don't make as much of that, so there's not as much excess to donate. So if we want to get low salt, trying to say, I'm trying to give you something healthy, we have to then go out and purchase that, which just drives up our costs astronomically versus just getting donated product. So it's a real tension that we have within food banking of, we don't want anybody to go hungry, number one, mm-hmm. especially children, because there's such trauma associated with childhood hunger. We want to help elevate their and address their needs. But even sometimes, when you do, you find that you can actually be making their problem. You could be adding to their problem, which is a conflict of conscience. I've mentioned this in previous episodes, but when we were down at Publix, and Publix is such a wonderful contributor, both financially and with produce and food. They're just, Publix is such a blessing to food bank industry in the Southeast. They invited us all down to their headquarters, and I had a talk with their CEO, and I told the CEO, look, you want to give us all your excess bakery. You don't want any of that to go to waste. And I said, hey, I love to eat it. But here's the reality. I have so many people that if you want me to distribute that, it's just going to make people's lives worse. They don't have the understanding as to how to make knowledgeable decisions. They don't necessarily know the food labels. They don't necessarily understand, you know, they could take three cakes and eat a cake and not really understand that they're driving, they're pushing themselves closer and closer to death, because they either may not be educated on their conditions, or they may not have the support system that helps that. I mean, look, we've all seen my 600-pound friend on the Lifetime channel.
Mm-hmm.
And there's always an enabler in that family, because there's most of those people cannot get up and shop for themselves, fix food for themselves and all that. So it's always somebody that's codependent that's feeding them all this. So we're always going, we're not your parent. We want to treat you with dignity. We want to treat you with respect. We don't want to tell you you can't enjoy sweets and be inconsistent with what we believe in our own lives. But we also feel an obligation not to just dump food on people who may be uneducated in terms of how to best use that food. So it's a real wrestling match. But we actually choose at times to throw away bakery items, cakes, desserts, things like that. We'd rather throw them away than actually give them to people and make their health conditions worse. Now, we never do that with fresh produce or anything like that, but we do with breads and sweets and things that we know are high in saturated fat or high or have high caloric content that don't have much nutritional value.
So I think a lot of people just think that you just pull up and you give them a 25-pound box of whatever it is, and you don't ask them whether they like lima beans or not. It's what they get. And a lot of people would say, well, you know, you beggars can't be choosers. That's not how you work. So how do you make sure that the people that are getting food sources and resources from the Heart of Alabama Food Bank are getting the things not only they want, but also they, because we talk about over the holidays too, you guys, you know, prepare nice turkey meals for people that to show their dignity and respect, and they deserve that. But how do you ensure then that people are getting the right food they need?
Well, you have to be incredibly, do everything with great intentionality, and understand, look, just because the food comes in, just because it's donated, there still needs to be somebody looking at that and saying, is this a good idea to put through our system to make available for somebody? And I've seen it sometimes. We'll have totes of cakes and all. I'm like, get that whole thing out. And just now we have to track what is our waste food. And so it runs it up kind of in a negative way. But I'm like, I'd rather you blame me for throwing away cakes and stuff. Like I said, I'm not talking about, I'd love for a family to get a cake so that a child can have a birthday cake that otherwise maybe wouldn't be. I love that. So it's not that we get rid of all sweets, but I don't want to just overwhelm agencies to where they find themselves giving that out as replacements for healthy proteins and healthy produce. But I will tell you, going back to answer your question about how do we combat that, the only way to really, truly combat it is to first educate and then give people choice. So the pantry style that I like the best, but it's not always feasible, is choice. So when we're getting into our food as medicine, we're going to set up a system where somebody comes in and then they're going to go, everything's labeled either under red, yellow, or green. And green is like things you want to encourage people to get. But then yellow can be something that's not necessarily unhealthy. It might be red meat, you know, but you might want them to get chicken. Maybe yellow is chicken for protein, and steak is red or whatever. What you're trying to do is get them to see, here's low salt alternatives. This can help you. So if it's under the green label, you don't necessarily have to read every food label, but if we have it here stacked under something green, that's generally more healthy. We want you to get more of that. So if I were to assign somebody and say, okay, you have 50 points. Well, for each can under green you get, it's 1 point. But each can you get under yellow is 3 points. And each can you get under red is 5 points. Then it helps them make decisions that, wait a minute, I can get 10 cans of red or I can get 50 cans of green.
Yeah.
And so you educate them and then you empower them to make choices. And when we do that, we're treating people with respect, with dignity, lifting them up, honoring them, and not judging them for a condition that they're in. But I just think it's such an important aspect. And I know that there's so many people, not just here at the Heart of Alabama Food Bank, all the food banks, they wrestle with this. They genuinely care about those that they're serving and trying to strike that right balance of, you know, when to give and when to protect.
This is Bite by Bite.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.